This evening, B came back to the hive, quite discouraged. My bags are as heavy as the day I left. What a disaster. No one wanted to buy our honey. Me, B, the official agent of the best honey of the region. I have always been so proud of my job until today. It had to happen. Everyone knew it was going to happen. Things have been going wrong for a while now on planet Earth. We roam the countryside and we come back exhausted. We can hardly find any flowers, trees or hedges. I come back most of the time with no pollen. Everything is more complicated and there are dangers all around us. If it isn't the smoke from the chimneys, it's the fumes from all these cars, lorries and motorcycles. Planes pollute the air and even the rain. The rivers and the sea are full of chemical products. It's all man's fault. You are right, finding fields of flowers and trees is getting more and more difficult. In the newspaper, they talk about the acid rains that killed so many trees. And the hedges. Human beings love planting hedges of fires, and for us it's worse than concrete, because fires have no flowers. If only they would vary their hedges with all kinds of shrubs. There are still a few geraniums on their balconies, a few flowered roundabouts, but it's not nearly enough for us to have a good harvest. Oh, for the good old days, when we just needed to land and help ourselves without restrictions. Mother Bee, could I come with you? I also want to find honey. My darling, honey isn't found. We make it. We fly from flower to flower, gathering the nectar and pollen. The nectar is transformed into honey in our special honey stomach. You are still too young for this job. You know, outside, danger is permanent. Not only do we get tired of flying farther and farther away, but we also swallow pesticides and insecticides. Human pollution is everywhere. It is obvious that you are safer here, in the shelter of beehive. I wear a mask like my auntie. It isn't the best solution, Maxi. We aren't as many as we used to be in the beehive, and my last participation at the Nature Products Fair was awful. Before leaving, I'd found it very hard to gather enough pots of honey to take with me. And what happened? So, as usual, I put up my stall in a good place. I set out the pots of honey, without forgetting the little wooden sticks for tasting. I'd like a pot of heather honey. Sorry, we haven't any left. Please, do you have any fir tree honey? I'm so sorry, we're out of stock. When will you have some more? I don't know, I'm very sorry. Well, what about sunflower honey? Lime tree? Chestnut tree? Acacia? No, I'm so sorry, all we have left is mountain honey, flower honey, lavender honey. The customers weren't happy about this, but things got worse when I said, do taste our honey. Yuck, it's disgusting. Oh dear, a glass of water. I need a glass of water. Yuck, it's really horrible. I was so ashamed. No one came near my stall anymore. There was no point in staying any longer. I packed up the pots of inedible honey. When I think about the long hours spent looking for pollen, transforming it, stocking it, taking care of it, all the wings beating to keep the hive at the right temperature so that the beeswax won't melt. I wonder if all this hard work is worth it. The next day, the queen bee gathered all her subjects. We have a big problem. What to do? Give up making honey? Bee doesn't ever want to go through the same experience at the fair. She was too ashamed. Never. We can't give up. We have to find a solution. Has anyone an idea? No, for me it's a lost cause. No, we must stay positive. There's nothing we can do about it. We can't just do nothing. We must do something. I have an idea. Who said that? Yes, who said that? Me! Who? Maxi, Bee's daughter. Bee's daughter? Maxi, don't be shy. Come on, speak up. We are listening to you. I don't know what you are going to think about. Great idea! We'll declare war on pollution. Thank you, Maxi. The next morning, in the grey streets of the town. Oh, that cough. I'm suffocating. Achoo! We can't breathe anymore. What's all that smoke? Panic spreads quickly. Suddenly, people see thousands of bees swarming the town. Bzzz. Without bees, the earth will die. Without nature, no life. Without flowers, no honey. It's the humans' turn to get together and discuss. The bees are right. We must do something. We must react. Yes, let's put all our ideas together. Where shall we start? By sowing melliferous flowers like poppies, clover, marigolds, all along the roadsides, motorways, in our gardens and village squares. But we are told that the quality of flowers is damaged by the pollution from cars, lorries, planes. We need more public transport. We have a lot to do. Plant more trees. Yes, we must get going. We must act. Give up pesticides and insecticides in our gardens and our farming. Because bees like dandelions and wildflowers. Some time later. Quick, it's nearly time to go. Well, bee, are you ready? I hope you're at your best and feeling strong. Yes, because your bags will be 10 times heavier. I really need an assistant. Maxi, would you like to come with me? Is it true? I can come? Yahoo! Yes. Have a good journey, Maxi. Good journey, Bee. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy ourselves. It's a lot of work. Things have changed so much. We've been having wonderful harvests. Everyone is going to want to buy our honey. It's by far the best in the country, and we have all the different varieties of honey. Life is so much better now. Go ahead, girls. We are waiting for you. Maxi, are you ready? Yes, Mother Bee, I'm ready. Let's go.